This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on our website for you, which do include, by the way, a couple of torrents that you can actually download Free Talk Live. Actually, I'm not sure. I don't know what the health status is of those torrents because the FBI stole the computer here that was one of the seeds, and they never really had that many seeds. So hopefully whoever the other seeds were have been continuing to seed those torrents.
I'll have to see what I can find.
Yeah, I just haven't even taken the time to look into that.
So I'd like to correct you, Ian. They did not steal your laptop. They conducted court-authorized borrowing.
It wasn't a laptop. It was a desktop computer that was running the torrent software. But regardless, the torrents do exist, and they, if they're not there now, we'll do what we can to get them back online. But torrents are a method for sharing files over the Internet, a peer-to-peer file sharing method, meaning that when you download a torrent, the torrent itself does not have the files that you are wanting to download in it. The torrent simply has sort of the directions that your computer needs to acquire those files from the torrent network.
You know, it is so adorable to listen to non-computer science try to explain technical sciencey things. So, yes, Ian, tell us all about Merkle trees and
hashes. No, I don't know what
hashes.
Can't explain the hash.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, all of that detail isn't necessary.
That is correct. It's actually
what a torrent is.
All of the detail is not necessary, and a lot of times people that are computer science people will explain something in a manner that they understand, but the average person is going to go, what?
Yeah. So torrents are a way to share files over the Internet in a more efficient manner in a lot of ways. So one of the things that a torrent is useful for is taking the burden off of a centralized file server. It's essentially a decentralized way of sending files over the Internet. And a torrent, by its nature, isn't necessarily illegal. A torrent could be a torrent full of legal files, like the Free Talk Live archives that we have torrents of. Or, for instance,
I've got a couple of audiobooks that I put the files up on torrent. I own the rights to.
And so you can distribute them.
I've put them up under Creative Commons.
Exactly. So torrents themselves, the concept of a torrent is not illegal, but the government does not like the fact that torrents exist. They don't like the fact that people are using torrents.
And they don't like the fact that there are websites letting you know where you can find the torrents.
That's correct. The news here that we're leading up to is that yet another torrent site has been targeted by the United States federal government, and its owner has been arrested in a completely different country, by the way, and is expected to be
Poland.
Extradited.
Is this a Title 17 USC Section 501, 506 criminal copyright case?
I couldn't tell you that, but okay. I can give you some more details here from Wired.com. They say this case against the website called Kickass Torrents.
Oh, I know that one. Okay, yeah.
Yep, could be huge. Kickass Torrents was probably one of the biggest competitors to the Pirate Bay.
No, they're saying, based on some stuff that I read earlier, Kickass Torrents was the number one torrent website because the Pirate Bay kept getting pulled down, so they'd have to change the domain and people would have to try to find it again. And, well, Kickass Torrents had not been pulled down until Wednesday. And also, according to the report that I read, something that's included in the criminal complaint, Kickass Torrents was allegedly the 69th largest website on the entire Internet as far as visits go.
Incredible. And when that should give people an indicator, maybe if you're new to the show or new to the idea of torrents, it should give you an indicator of how popular this is. How many millions of people around the globe have utilized a torrent to download a movie, music, or a video game, or some other sort of computer program. These are some of the more common things that you'll find on these torrent websites. And, of course, many of these things are copyrighted, so it's technically not legal to make copies of these things in the way that the torrents allow people to do.
Well, and one thing that's interesting, under copyright law, if you have a physical copy of, let's just say, you know, and yes, I know I'm holding a cell phone in my hand, but let's just say that this is a copy of V for Vendetta. I have it in my hand.
You've purchased it.
Yes. I can have a digital copy as long as I own the physical
original
copy.
Yes. Correct. Right. That is true. But many of the people who have the digital copies do not own the original copy.
Correct.
They have gotten it through torrents or whatever.
They also, according to UPI, 50 million people per month visited kick-ass torrents.
Incredible.
Yes. Now, can I just say why a torrent is special? Because it's one of these things that when you see the solution, it was so obvious in hindsight, and I'm so embarrassed I didn't think of it. But torrents, the real advantage is when you have very large files. So sharing music files is not a big deal. But if you have to share like a 3-gigabyte movie file with 10 people, you have to consume 30 gigabytes of your home internet bandwidth. Well, that's a lot of bandwidth, especially if a lot of people want your file. So
hold on. Why does a 3-gigabyte file take up 30 gigabytes?
If you have to download it 10 copies. So
oh,
10
you're
people.
Saying to share yeah. to 10 people.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. That's using the traditional server client model, where if you log into a website, you download a file, it all comes from that one's website. Well, someone said, well, wait a minute. You know, if we have 10 people all want the same movie, why don't we give Daryl the first half and we give TJ the second half? And now we have three. So all the people who want the film, they can come to you for the first half or Ian for the first half. So there's two people sharing the first half instead of just Ian. So the idea is, as Ian sends this out, it propagates and explodes exponentially because every person who has a piece of the file can share it with everybody else in the swarm. So you all connect together and you shout out and you say, I have this piece right here. Who needs it? And they'll say, I need this piece, and you send it to them. So that way it greatly reduces the load on the network. You take what's called latent capacity or latent unused capacity. You can use that to send big files very quickly.
Not only that, but it solves the problem. And, you know, I'm looking at this from the user perspective, not from the government perspective. So I see this as solving the problem of having a single point of failure.
That's
true. Like you had with, say, LimeWire or Napster.
Yes. That's the other nice thing about it, because of some mathematical trick called Merkle trees. You can look them up on Wikipedia, but given a hash, a 160-digit number, the BitTorrent, you know, it's very good at weeding out fakes. So a lot of when the initial copyright, Digital Millennium Copyrights Act was passed, a lot of the companies tried to fight piracy by putting up fake torrents or fake, they sent bad packets. And so BitTorrent, it's designed so that there's a bad actor. If somebody sends you a file and it's not part of the file, it's just a bunch of garbage, after a couple times, your client will block that person, saying, this person, I don't know why or care, but they're sending me bad packets, and it'll just drop them from the network. So it effectively makes it very hard for movie companies to pollute the swarm with bad packets because of this integrity file checking.
All right, so I just did a search for Merkle tree, and it's not named after the German chancellor, but
no.
It looks sort of like some multi-level marketing thing.
Yes.
To where you get two people, and they get two people, and they get two people, and they get two people, and five layers deep, you've got, you know, the entire world sharing parts of something.
I mean, the thing is, if I give you that root hash at the very top. The thing about a Merkle tree is, if I say, here's a piece to the file, I can actually prove to you that this piece is legitimate and it belongs at this position, and there's no way to change the order of the pieces. I can't manipulate any of the data. If I have that 160-bit number at the top called the root hash, and that's what you actually download.
And the hash is like a unique number.
A serial number.
That basically identifies the file that it's related to.
The
torrent script knows how to work. All I need to know is I can put in what's called the magnet link into my transmission client, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, I can watch Game of Thrones. That's all I need to know.
Yep. Which wouldn't necessarily be completely legal, but if you did have perhaps HBO, then maybe it would be. But regardless, there are a bunch of people who use torrents for their favorite show because they can't justify subscribing to HBO because they just want to watch one series or something like that. And so, again, there's millions of users of torrents. Obviously, the government can't effectively target millions of people. They don't have enough jail space. They don't have the court space to go after those people. But they can go after the centralized repositories where the torrents are held. And Kick-Ass Torrents is one of those. We're going to talk about the case coming up. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, or you can bring up anything that you want. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $169. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
bring up whatever's on your mind here, though we are at the moment talking about kick-ass torrents. They've been targeted by the federal government in the United States. The owner, the purported owner, has been arrested outside of the United States. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And if you've got Bitcoin, then I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jax. You can get it at jaxx.io or your favorite Google or Apple App Store. And there's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens with it, and more currencies are coming, according to the folks behind Jax. In fact, it's Anthony DiOrio, the creator of Jax, the founder of, by the way, CryptoKit, which you may remember as one of the things we told you about a couple of years back.
You mean CryptoCat?
CryptoKit, actually. No, CryptoKit.
Oh, okay.
Completely different from CryptoCat. I believe CryptoCat is a chat client.
Yes, chat client by that Russian
CryptoKit is programmer. A plugin for your Chrome browser, and I forget if it's on Firefox, but it's definitely on Chrome at the very least, and it allows you to do PGP messaging as well as Bitcoin, right,
okay,
in the
good.
Same little plugin. It's pretty sweet. So with the Jax wallet, it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds. Plus, there's now Shapeshift integration, which allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. So you don't have to go and sign up for some ridiculous exchange account, which is a huge process to go through. If you just want to change your Bitcoin into Ether or your Ether into Bitcoin or DAO tokens, then you just get the Jax wallet, and you can do it right there from within the wallet. JAXX.io. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at Jax.io. JAXX.io. One of the asides from this story about the Kick-Ass Torrents website, unfortunately, is indicting the status over at Coinbase for assisting the police in their investigation of Kick-Ass Torrents. Coinbase, not a pro-freedom website.
Well, their business model is we don't want to get our kneecaps broken.
Yeah, that's so true. They got
I
to
must
obey.
Say, I went to their money laundering compliance website, and they had like 49 licenses. They're licensed in every state that requires it. So they've probably spent...
Which state doesn't require it?
There's only one or two.
South Carolina?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. So, but I know they got one in New Hampshire. So if I ever became a money transmitter and sold bitcoins, I would definitely have the money transmitter license, because the federal government can be very nasty if the Treasury Department comes knocking.
So I heard people say that Coinbase assisted the feds in tracking this guy down, but all I have seen... You know, from news reports to support the claim, is that Coinbase, when asked by the feds, they said, yes, he had an account, and this is how much money went through it. Which is hardly the same as saying, and here's the bank he used, and here's the address he had on file, and here's the government-issued ID that he provided us.
Well, they would have that. They just probably don't put that in the affidavit. They'll put that in discovery. But I guarantee you Coinbase has all that information.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And regarding the charges, I've actually found the Justice Department has something up on their website.
They're bragging.
I was not able to find anything on Pacer, but the Justice Department says that Volin, who is Ukrainian and was arrested in Poland, is charged by criminal complaint with one count of conspiracy to commit criminal copyright infringement, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, and two counts of criminal copyright infringement.
So 17 U.S.C. 501, 506, and 18 U.S.C. 1956.
They don't list the U.S.C. whatever. But yeah, you're probably correct. And
that's
there's
how
a
I know
quote.
I've...
Okay, from the assistant attorney general, who says, Volin is charged with running today's most visited illegal file-sharing website, responsible for unlawful distribution well over $1 billion of copyrighted material. In an effort to evade law enforcement, Volin allegedly relied on servers located in countries around the world and moved his domains due to repeated seizures and civil lawsuits. Mm. His arrest in Poland, however, demonstrates again the cyber criminals can run, but they cannot hide.
Oh, well, I'm sure all of the other torrent website operators are so scared, and they're going to shut down all their websites just right away.
A U.S. attorney says copyright infringement exacts a large toll, a very human one, on the artists and businesses whose livelihood hinge on their creative inventions.
Yeah, I'm sure that Sony BMG and Universal Music Group are really
Taylor Swift hurting. Is really hurting for money right now.
There have actually been reports and studies that show that when people give content away, they wind up, on average, bringing in more money because people want to then support the things that they like.
Well, that's certainly true. Like when you cut out a record company, if you're looking at, say, making music, the classic version of distribution is the band will get picked up by a label.
Right.
The label then gives them a really crappy deal where the label makes, 90% of the money that is, being put towards CDs or whatever the distribution method is, and the band gets next to nothing. So when they cut out the record companies and market directly to their fans, then yes, they can do much better if they do what you're saying. Obviously, the record labels aren't interested in giving anything away, but there's still another argument, and I don't know how many studies have been done about this, but there have been certainly informal questions asked of people who are known to be users of torrents, known to be file sharers, that will say, well, would you have purchased this product if you weren't able to listen to it first?
Right.
And they would say no. That the fact that many of them were able to listen to or watch the product first encouraged them to go ahead and actually buy it.
Right. That there are artists that are musical artists, not physical painter artists, but musical artists that I've basically, quote unquote, discovered or been introduced to through things like iHeartRadio that I never would have heard if I were just, listening to traditional radio or skimming YouTube.
So you look at the movies that are available on Torrent, and some of them are cam captures from somebody sitting in the back of a movie theater with a video camera. Now, there's a certain type of person who is willing to watch something like that.
I've watched some of those.
Have you really? See, I'm not willing to do it.
Not from Torrent.
Okay.
No, so when I worked for an airline close to a decade ago, there was a guy that I worked with that he would sell bootleg. He would still be selling these things on VHS. But he would have, these bootleg versions of movies, and some of them were things where it was cam capture.
Yeah, okay. It's ugly. It's not something I really want to watch.
And then occasionally he would get something where it would be like two steps before the final production. So like you could still see the rope that was swinging Cyclops through some scene.
They got a leak. He got a leaked version.
He would get a leaked version every now and then that was, not completely finished.
So, I mean, there's only a certain portion of people that actually want to watch a movie like that.
Right.
And that's like, the people who, for whatever reason, will not justify spending $10 on a movie ticket or $15 or whatever an actual movie ticket costs in your market. And many people who maybe did go see the movie but don't want to go pay to see it a second time or something like that. They just want to watch a portion of it again. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But these aren't criminals. They're just people that want to see their, movies they're interested in. They want to hear the bands they want to hear. And they're going to do it regardless of whether or not Kick-Ass Torrent's owner gets arrested. We'll talk more about the case coming up, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kickass Torrance has been targeted for takedown by the United States federal government. The alleged proprietor, Artem Volyn, has been arrested over in, where was it you said he got picked up? Poland?
He got picked up in Poland.
So, sadly, the reach of the United States federal government, it appears to be quite global. If you're hiding out in some other country, then, you know, they can still get to you. Now, I guess there are some countries that have no extradition treaty with the United States, maybe like a dozen or something.
Because there's no extradition treaty doesn't mean they won't extradite. So,
for example,
China, let's say you're a wanted murderer and you're caught in China. They're probably going to extradite you unless, like someone like me, paradoxically, if I were to go to China, I would actually have a get-out-of-jail-free card because I could go to Chinese intelligence and say, if you won't extradite me, I will tell you everything I know about the United States National Security Agency and all our cryptographic secrets. Now, granted, I could never come back.
The NSA wouldn't like that very much.
Oh, yes. I would definitely be pulling, like, I would never be able to come back, and I would be under arrest for all kinds of charges, and I would never do that. But someone like you, if you were to flee to China and the U.S. were to have a warrant out for your arrest, they probably would extradite you. Or someone like, if you have something to offer, like Snowden, he had a lot to offer, namely the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. Now, if they claim up and down, he never told them a thing, but
right.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little skeptical about that. The Russian, the Fedorovnaya Shluzhba Bezpečnosti, that's the FSB. They're like the FBI. Yeah, you got to learn all these things. You got to learn them how to say them in the Russian form so you sound intelligent.
Sounded good.
Good job, Boris and Natasha.
Yes.
So you can join us here. We're talking about this kick-ass torrent story. Wired.com has a story that says that kick-ass torrent's case could be huge. It was a legal iTunes purchase that helped the feds nab Artem Volyn, the alleged proprietor of Kick-Ass Torrents, the world's biggest purveyor of illegal torrent files. Now, to be clear, a torrent file itself does not have any illegal information in it. It does not contain the actual movie or music or program. It's only a series of instructions on where the torrent program should go and how it should go and download those things.
Right. It's saying there's bits and pieces of this thing, and you know, it's like some weird computer scavenger hunt, and the program's like, oh, okay, I know where to get these, and it goes and picks up the bits and pieces, and then it compiles it on your computer, and you have, you know, a song or a movie or a TV show or
it's
a radio program.
Because if you have like 1,000 people who have all downloaded the song, it only takes one, and you don't even need to have one person with all. Like if you have one person on the in the swarm who has half the file, and so one other person in the network has the other half of the file, well, the two together will automatically regenerate and recreate the whole file, and so will every other person in the swarm. So even if you have 1,000 people with the file, if you take out 999, you leave that one guy with one copy of the file, it'll repropagate instantly.
Yeah. Well, not instantly, but fast enough.
Yes.
And that's one of the wonderful things about the way torrents operate is it's both decentralized and distributed.
Yep, let's go to the phones, and we'll talk more about what Wired has to say here. Plus, there's a top 10 list of the most popular torrent websites. They've taken down kick-ass torrents, but what's number 2, 3, 4, and 5? We can tell you
Pirate
that.
Pirate Bay, Eurotorrents, maybe?
No, stand by for that first. Something. Patrick is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live listening to K-Talks. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, it was funny last year, there was a bunch of kids, when they got out of school, we're going back into the school district, but the teachers were telling them to tell their parents to not go on cable anymore. Why go on cable when you could watch first round movies off the computer? So they were actually teaching these kids how to do exactly what you're saying. And people were calling up the cable companies and saying, pulling their cables because they, you know, they were hooking it up to their computers and watching TV live on new run movies and everything else. And I was wondering, it's funny because I never really understood the process of how they were doing it, but it's funny that they were teaching that in school last year.
Well, it's interesting allegations.
I don't know if they were actually teaching how to torrent stuff in school. They were probably telling people, hey, there's other stuff, so you can pay $9.99 a month for Netflix and then watch movies. You can get Amazon Prime, and then there's the Amazon Video.
Yeah.
So there's people that are getting rid of cable.
Cord cutters, as they're called.
They're called cord cutters, where they're getting rid of cable, but then they're paying for all of these subscription services to get the same stuff that they were getting from cable.
And paying less. A lot less. Services. Now, maybe that's what happened, Patrick.
But if you're paying for five of these different things, because there's some stuff that is...
It's still going to be cheaper than cable.
Well, there's some stuff that's exclusive to Netflix, some that's exclusive to Amazon Prime,
Hulu.
Some that's exclusive to Hulu.
Right.
You add those together, that's $30 a month. You can get a cheap cable package for $20 or $30.
Well, no, yeah, that would just be over the air. It's not going to be CNN. It's not going to be anything.
If you want
CNN, it's
basic
70
cable.
To 80 bucks minimum if you want any kind of chance, like CNN, Discovery.
Your typical cable subscriber is paying at least $70, if not $100 per month for their packages. So buying these online services is a much cheaper way of going about it. Patrick, maybe what happened was the teacher was simply talking to the students about their experience of getting at Netflix or Hulu or something like that. I find it hard to believe there would be any kind of official curriculum encouraging students to pirate software or movies.
Well, out here in the desert, people, kids out here are amazing. I mean, working in what I feel, most of these kids seem to know more than we do. And, you know, heck, I'm pushing 60 right now, and I'll tell you, it's incredible what they can do on these computers now. It really is unbelievable.
No doubt. But what's sad is apparently they can't read a book. Daryl's got a story about book virgins. We'll get to that a little bit later. Patrick, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Certainly, if you find the idea of a torrent daunting and confusing, just bring a teenager or 20-something in, and I'm sure they can
help you with that. Or continue to pay $80 a month for cable or whatever, and you know, it's that's the thing about the free market. There's no reason you can't do it however you want. And of course, this is the cable companies. If you work for a cable company, I'd like to tell you a story about the trains. You see, a long time ago, we used to all the freight was moved across the country by railroads, and they pretty much had a monopoly on all transportation. And then someone invented an 18-wheel tractor trailer, and the tractor trailers took over. And what companies like Baltimore Northern, Burlington Northern, Santa Fe, BNSF, and Union Pacific Railroad, they thought they were in the railroad industry. What they really were in is the movement of goods industry.
Logistics.
Yes. And that's why they got blindsided. When they saw trucks, they said, well, how can we keep the trucks from competing with our train schedule? And hence we got the Interstate Commerce Commission. A lot of times, you know, the companies such as Sony BMG, they're not in a they don't sell CDs. That's not their business. They're in the music distribution. That's their real business model, but they don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes along and says, hey, we have a way to distribute music digitally, no CDs, no manufacturing cost, the cost to reproduce and distribute is practically zero. We could have 1 million artists, all of them crappy, but this is the beautiful thing about digital. Instead of having like 1,000 people who appeal to the mainstream, we can now have 1 million artists who only appeal to like 300 people each. So we can, you know, we have so much more variety of programming now, like this program right here. We wouldn't be able to produce this program 20 years ago.
No.
All this equipment here, you know.
20 years ago, yes. 31 years ago, no, because of the fairness doctrine.
Well, 20 years ago it would have been harder because it would have been 1996 and internet distribution of content.
Even 10 years ago, there was no Google Hangouts. There was no YouTube.
We were doing
this show's been around for 13 years.
Well, you didn't have live streaming on YouTube. So
the show's been around for about 14 years. We've been sharing MP3s of this show from day number one in 2002, November 3rd of 2002. So, you're close to right, but not quite. Toll-free number is 855-450-3733.
I know. Touché, my good sir.
855-450-3733. More about the attack on torrents here in moments. And you can also take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Join us here on Free Talk Live. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the air here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More on the way about kick-ass torrents. They've been taken down by the federal government in the United States, and the alleged proprietor of the site, Artem Volyn, has been targeted and arrested in Poland. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll start with Dodger in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm not sure if you remember my calls last week about me going up against the man.
I don't know. You got to remember there's always new people listening to the show.
Oh,
so
yes.
What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I flipped off the cops and caught myself a charge.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. So.
Yeah, he had called in about that previously,
and then what happened
with that story?
Well, actually, it happened again, and this time I actually ended up in jail, but I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about...
Is this your one phone call?
I think so.
He said he wound up in jail. They give you one phone call when you're in jail.
Yeah, you're not in jail right now, right?
Oh no. It happened this last Monday.
So you flipped another cop off and they arrested you again?
Actually, same cop.
Oh, man.
But I'm actually calling because of Donald Trump and his protectionist policies, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Well, then there's no reason to recall previous calls if you're calling about something different. So go ahead with your thoughts on Trump.
My apologies.
Yep.
Well, really, I think about the auto industry in the 80s and 90s, in which, you know, I was up and coming, a teenager. Ian, you and I are roughly the same age.
Okay.
I just remember hearing from many older gentlemen that, oh, you buy a foreign car, that's an American job lost. And now I'm going to fast forward to today, where I'm bringing up Trump's whole thing about trying to cut off trade with China. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense. The fact is...
Did he really say that? Was that in his speech last night? I heard he had a 75-minute long speech at the Republican convention. Is that where he was saying he wanted to cut off trade with China? Because that's the first I've heard of it. I didn't watch the speech, obviously.
Well, I was informed of this by my father, who is a lifelong Democrat, and he actually does not even agree with him because of his protectionist policies. Now, protectionism has not, protected anybody.
Well, protectionism does protect established industries from competition. I mean, that's what protectionism does. It doesn't protect the consumer because it prevents us from having choices in the marketplace from the international community.
Right. Now, I'm still curious, you know, with a lot of the quote-unquote foreign car companies now having plants in the United States, is there really such a thing as a foreign car? Because you can buy a Honda that was made in Lincoln, Alabama. You can buy a Mercedes that was made just outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Well,
you can buy the car, and you can buy one that was made in the United States.
And Toyota is the most American-made car out there.
It is now,
I go back to the 80s and 90s where the American auto industry essentially sucked. I mean, I bought essentially it was a Mustang, but it was just a souped up Ford,
there was the old joke about Ford that it stands for Fixer Repair Daily.
Found on road dead.
During the 80s and 90s, the auto industry in America went downhill, and the only thing that America did was made it harder to buy what the foreign... what people wanted.
Well, that's not the only thing that happened. The U.S. government bailed out the auto industry back in the 80s. They bailed out the auto industry again in the early aughts.
Rewarding them for failure. Dodger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would like to know what it was that Donald Trump said. Obviously, we're taking hearsay.
Well, I don't know what Donald Trump said, but I can tell you what's on his website under U.S.-China trade reform.
Okay, yeah, sure.
He says that he wants to bring China to the bargaining table by immediately declaring it a currency manipulator. He wants to protect American ingenuity and investment by forcing China to uphold intellectual property laws and stop their unfair and unlawful practice of forcing U.S. companies to share proprietary technology with the Chinese competitors. He wants to reclaim millions of American jobs by reviving American manufacturing by putting an end to China's illegal export subsidies and lax labor and environmental standards, and strengthen our negotiating position by lowering our corporate tax rate to keep American companies and jobs here at home, attacking our debt and deficit so China cannot use financial blackmail against us, and bolstering the U.S. military presence in the East and South China Seas.
So, to boil down some of what you just said, he wants to
make America great again by putting the military in the South China Sea and bullying China into doing what Donald Trump wants them
to do.
Right.
He wants to pressure China into doing the America government's bidding or else presumably some sort of trade sanctions against them.
Right, and he keeps talking about, you know, this trade deficit. Well, everybody in this room right now and everybody listening has a personal trade deficit with a bunch of companies. I have a trade deficit with grocers.
Yep.
Where I go and I buy their products. They never buy anything for me. That's a trade deficit.
Yeah, it's a dumb thing. This whole trade deficit idea is ridiculous. I mean, Hong Kong is a perfect example of a country that has a tremendous trade deficit in that they don't actually create anything at, like, naturally on the island. Essentially, it's a rock. There's no natural resources whatsoever in Hong Kong. And so everything that they get basically comes from outside of Hong Kong. Yes,
right.
Some things are manufactured inside of Hong Kong, but the materials used to manufacture those things are all sourced from outside
right.
of Hong
the
Kong.
The food that they get
yeah.
comes from outside.
And Hong Kong is and has been for a couple decades, the number one most economically free place in the entire world. You want to open a business? It's easiest in Hong Kong. You want to, you know, get out there, put your product, your service, your, you know, marketing out there. Hong Kong is the best place in the world to do that, all with a huge trade deficit.
Well, I have to disagree. So, I mean, trade deficits in the long term, the problem is right now we have a $600 billion trade deficit with China, which is about $2,000 per capita. Every year.
I don't see what the problem is.
Well, it's not a problem in the short term, but in the long term, right now we send $600 billion paper dollars to China
and get products
and
in
get
return.
Products, and that's great right now.
Well over $600 billion worth of stuff.
Here's the problem: those dollars are now in China. If the Chinese central bank or the people who have those dollars decide to spend them and start buying Saudi oil or Japanese cars or Russian aerospace parts, you're going to find the price of oil going from say $30 a gallon to $500 a gallon.
Because you made a barrel.
A barrel, yeah. Well, so at that point, I say, you know, we ought to get ahead of the curve. So you know how they have the signs where the digital sign? I said they should take the last two digits to make an exponent. So a gallon of gas will be like 10 to the power of $30. So you'll need like...
Yeah, but that stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, China's had a tremendous amount of products that they've been sending to the United States for decades.
Yes.
So, I mean, the price of oil is doing just fine.
Well, yes, for now, but the moment... See, there's...
The price of oil now is actually lower than what it was a decade ago.
Yes, and so that's because supply has increased. But what will happen is if the Chinese or the Saudis or the Japanese start spending their dollars that they've accumulated in their central banks, we're going to have a currency run. I mean, it's inevitable. It has to happen. This is going to be the next big panic.
Well, that's
good.
Not an argument
Let
against
DC
free trade.
Burn.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We can continue in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.